You are listening to Lea Lure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice.
If you would be so kind, take a nice deep breath in and let yourself get as comfortable as you possibly can. And while you let yourself get as comfortable as you possibly can, notice that all you have to do is as little as possible. You don't need to let go of your thoughts. You don't need to move yourself around too much. You just have to let yourself drift and dream. Give in to what it feels like as your unconscious mind explores the things that I say, and you find yourself dropping down more and more deeply. I'd like you to imagine what it's like to imagine that you are getting ready to be fed this gigantic meal. Imagine that the meal is completely and totally healthy and that you are starving. You haven't eaten well or enough in maybe a couple days, and you've been working really hard. And so you find yourself simply resting, maybe on a sofa, maybe the easy chair, maybe taking a little nap on the bed. And your brain just feels really, really great. In fact, it feels so fantastic that you can begin to hear sounds going on in another room. Your eyes are closed, but it sounds like someone's getting out pots and pans, bowls, maybe a rustle or two of some utensils, maybe a knife being removed from a chopping block, a cutting board being assembled into place. And as you hear those sounds, your mind kind of drifts away. It feels good to be taken care of by that way in somebody else, and it feels good to let your tired body take a little break. And it feels so nice to know that as all of the things that are needed for that meal are being gathered and prepared, that your mind can simply take the time to do as little as possible right now. All you need to do is to simply let yourself give in to sinking and dropping down more and more deeply, to noticing how incredibly good it feels for your mind to accept that this time, you don't have much to do. And maybe as these things are being gathered, you hear the chef in the kitchen saying, okay, I'm going to take 3 parts of this mind. We're going to add in some really good feelings. We're going to shuffle through and add a couple spices. Oh, I'm going to gather up some. Oh, let's see. This one is some amnesia. There we go. We're going to add some amnesia to this brain recipe. We're going to toss in a little bit of butter and maybe some garlic. We're going to sprinkle a little bit of how drifty and floating you can possibly be in there. We're going to add a little bit of that deep, heavy feeling, just enough, just for spice, just enough to make you feel really good. And all these things begin. You hear chopping. You hear things slapping against a board or into a bowl, you're not quite sure. And you hear a slow, steady chop. Maybe that's the brains. You hear a faster, and maybe that's the garlic or the herbs. Maybe that's the amnesia. Maybe that's the pleasure. Maybe that's the floaty being added, you're not quite sure. You hear a little grinding machine, some hard things being tossed in, a little grinding machine going. Wow, wow, wow. I swear that's what mine sounds like. And somewhere along the way, you start to smell sharp, fresh smells from these things coming from that kitchen space. You start to hear some mixing going on, as though someone's taking a spatula or a spoon and is blending together all the things that were just chopped up, blending them all together in a big bowl, using a spoon. You can hear the spoon scraping against it, right? And somehow it seems interesting to let your mind experience these things, to let your unconscious mind feel really good about you experiencing these things. And you can find yourself dropping and sinking down more and more and more deeply into trance right now. The more you find yourself in that state of dropping down more and more deeply, the more it feels so good to notice that you feel cozy and comfortable, and that somebody else is taking care of you, and that that sound of all that work going on in that kitchen feels fantastic. You notice that there's this whoosh sound, and you can imagine that somebody has turned on the gas stove or oven, and your brain imagines that all of these things are soon to start cooking. Things get scraped into another container. You hear a door open and shut heavily. Probably the oven, but maybe, I don't know, could be something else. And you don't know either because you're only listening. You're not really sure. This isn't your particular space, but you are welcome to be as comfortable and feel as at home here as you would like to be. Sometimes you hear the water running from the sink. Sometimes you hear more things being rinsed out or clanged together. You hear the sound of something being scooped and measured and placed in another bowl. And then you hear, this will take the resistance right out of them, and a little tip, 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 tip being sprinkled into something, but you don't know what that is. Doesn't really matter. You just feel so good that you're listening, that you're dropping deeply into trance, that you get to relax your whole body and your whole mind. And it almost feels as though you are quiet and still at the center of this house, at the center of this universe, and everything else is going on around you in a way that lets you hear it, in a way that lets you feel confident and comfortable, knowing that if you were needed for anything, you'd be gently awoken, called forth, asked to do a thing, told that something was going to be happening and welcomed into it. But for this moment, you know that nothing is required of you. And it just feels so good. You hear more mixing. Maybe that's a mixer. You hear some water being poured in. Maybe you begin to hear, after a few minutes or so, the slap of something. Slap, 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 as it goes around and around in a bowl. And maybe you realize that that is bread. It's interesting, right? You can kind of tell what things are being made while that slap, slap, slap keeps hearing. You find yourself hearing the refrigerator door and drawers being opened and shut, things being taken out, put on the counter, things being washed and chopped and sliced and diced and minced and tossed all together. You hear things being combined into liquids and things being solid, poured into bowls and maybe tossed again, being set to the side, the other things still cooking, whatever that is, that slap slap disappears, gets poured out. You can hear as though someone just took a bowl, poured it upside down, scraped it a little bit, and then begins to knead that. Is your mind being kneaded right now? Can you imagine that? Can you feel that? Did you know that I used to be a baker and a pastry chef a long time ago? You may not have, but I can assure you that it is delightful to get into this rhythm when you're kneading bread, to do two rolls at the same time, one in each hand, to use both hands or one hand to knead two loaves of bread at the same time, to get into this rhythm that feels really great, to notice that by the feel of what you're doing, the texture and the tension of the dough, and the way that things come together and hold together, that you can manage to make these things happen at the same time, being in this deep trance state while you're cooking, while you're baking, while you're making delicious things, perhaps the smell of whatever it was that was in that first recipe, the scent begins to waft more strongly towards you, not the fresh, sharp, raw scent anymore. That delicious scent of something cooking that is tantalizing. Maybe your mouth starts to drool just a little bit. Maybe your mind is searching a little bit for what kind of thing must be cooking. What's happening there in the kitchen? And you know that it's for you and you'll discover it later, but your mouth might be anticipating what it is that you're going to have and how interesting that is. And then it just keeps going and going and going. You hear more sounds, more doors shutting. After a while, you notice that there's a hiss of something. You hear grains being poured into some kind of pot. It sounds perhaps metal, the way that happens. Some water, a couple other things. You're not quite sure. Are those seasonings? Is your mind still there or is it gone? Have you been wrapped up and chopped up and distributed into other things? Have you been absolutely stuffed full of ideas and amnesia and forgetting, and how interesting it is to let that happen so that at some later point in time when you remember, it's this delightful spark, in your brain, and the light bulbs go on, you know, and the knowledge just covers you like little bitty raindrops coming down on a sun showery day, and you feel alert and alive, and it feels so amazing. But you're still so deeply entranced. Just experience those things as you find yourself thinking about them. And your brain can feel so good and your body can begin to feel better and better as your muscles and mind relaxes. And all these things happen simultaneously, but one after the other after the other. You hear more sounds, more pots, more pans. You hear plates being taken down. You hear silverware being unloaded. Your unconscious mind is happy to experience whatever this is, but it's also interesting and it's also fascinating to listen and to imagine, to wonder, to let yourself give in to the idea that it's going to feel so good, whatever that is, to enjoy it, to smell it, to eat it, to feel it in your mouth, to taste it, the whole combination of that, to notice that you didn't have to do a thing for it, it simply appeared, and that may be the nicest part of that at all for you. So sink and drop down more and more and more deeply into trance. And as you find yourself in that space of dropping and sinking down more and more deeply, the sounds begin to wrap up. Something went in the oven again, something came out, other things are coming out. You hear this assembly happening. Maybe you find yourself imagining that plates are being laid out next to one another, that somebody has managed to set a table. You hear glasses. Sounds like water being poured again and again and again. And then, it becomes so simple and it becomes so easy for your unconscious mind to realize that whatever's going on is exactly so easy and exactly so delightful that your brain simply gives into it even more thoroughly right now. You might hear, oh, we're going to be eating soon. Coming from that kitchen space, you're going to be fed soon. Your brain gets hungry. Your body is fine. It's relaxing. It's giving in. But your brain all of a sudden rumbles. You ever had your brain rumble like your stomach might rumble? The idea that something is coming for you, coming through you. The way that your unconscious mind can simply take the idea of a meal and turn it into something that your brain craves, that your unconscious mind wants more than anything. The idea of it feels so incredibly good and you begin to feel better and better. You hear things being dished out, plated, adjusted, being put down, where they should go, where everything is, and you find yourself sliding and sinking down even deeper. The idea that it's coming soon maybe should rouse you, but instead you find yourself so contented, so happy, so pleased that this is being done for you, to you. You're not quite sure, and it doesn't really matter. So you find yourself happy to give in and drop down again and again, and drop over and over. And then, in a little bit, you find yourself called to this table, and whatever's there, you notice you look at it. It looks like some kind of roasted meat and vegetable thing. You're not quite sure what it is until you eat it, but it looks so good, with fresh colors, a little dark glaze over it. There's a lovely salad, some bread, fresh from the oven. It looks crusty and crispy on the outside. There's everything else that you could possibly want. And your mind feels so good, and your mouth might water, and your nose is happy, and you find yourself feeling satiated simply by looking at it and smelling it and feeling the heat and discovering how delightful it makes your brain to look at all of these, to see the colors, to imagine what they're like, to smell those scents. And you can drop down more deeply and easily into trance right now. Your brain discovering how fascinating it is to be tantalized and teased in these ways, to let your body simply surrender and give in and relax, to the idea that whenever it is that you find yourself eating these particular meals, that your body is happy with however much you have, and your brain is satisfied and takes you to a new level of appreciation and understanding for how deeply you can go into trance at all the different things, in the ways that you find yourself becoming more and more tantalized, even with just the idea of the water that's at the table and that glass being able to see through it, discovering that it becomes alluring in and of itself like everything else there. And maybe when you have a sip of that water, it's the best that you've ever had, and your unconscious mind washes everything inside your mind clean, letting all that drip down from your brain into your body, from your head all the way down to your toes, allowing you to feel as though you have simply been placed under a gentle, thorough waterfall, and let yourself completely and totally be wiped absolutely, effortlessly away. Hold on to that idea of being wiped easily and effortlessly away. Drop down deeper. -1, -3, -6, -8, -9, -10. And hold on to that depth of trance swirling around you when you're so empty and so clean and so delightfully, wonderfully relaxed and happy. And come all the way up again on the count of 10, feeling great. -8, -7, -4, -3, -1, 0. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Opening up your eyes. 9, taking in a nice deep breath, maybe yawning and stretching. And 10, wide awake.
Thank you for listening.